you, and it all depends on how you hear. No wonder Jesus 19 times in 11 verses said, be careful about your ears. Be careful how you hear. And then he started repeating it regularly over and over again in the Gospels. Take heed as to how you hear. Be careful, because you can hear and not hear, and you can think you hear and not hear, and you can think you hear at a high degree and you're at a low degree. Be careful how you hear. And the answer to that is one thing. Get down before God and beg Him to give you heart to hear. That's the reason when they ask Augustine, what are the requirements for being a Christian? Here's what he said. He said there are three of them. The first requirement for being a Christian is humility. The second requirement for being a Christian is humility. And the third requirement for being a Christian is humility. Get down on your face before God and ask Him to open your heart. Now, the various kinds of soil needed treatment, and God will identify to you what it is. If you're the first type, the plowshare of repentance needs to be broken down through that hard, crusty soil. If you're the second type, the dynamite of the grace of God needs to come to that shelf rock of self and blow it all to pieces inside of you right now. If you're the third type, where thorns have come up, there needs to be a weeding, and there's not a one of us that does not need that here. Either the pleasures of this life or the cares of the world, the deceitfulness of riches like thorns, choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. And we need a weeding, not just to cut down the weeds, but to pluck them up by the roots. How I need that. And I ask God to do that in me today. I pray that you'll pray for me, and I might allow Him to do that in my life. And then if you're good soil, you need to ask Him to make you 100-fold productive. Not 30, not 60, but a maximum productivity. And it all depends on whether or not you're willing to hear and respond as He leads you. I'm going to ask you to stand to your feet and bow your heads and close your eyes. Be in a spirit of prayer. And our choir is going to sing our hymn of invitation in just a moment. If you're without Christ, so much has depended on your hearing of the gospel this morning. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. I want to ask you to open your heart, repenting of your sins as you confess your sins to Jesus, and invite Him by faith, as His Word tells you to do, to come into your life, to literally live in you as your Savior and your Lord and your Master, and let Him come in and have His way in you. That's the first invitation. And then to come publicly down this church aisle and declare that faith as He commands you to do it publicly before men. I want to urge you to do that. And the second invitation is this. If you're a Christian and dissatisfied with your hearing because one of those types of soil better describes you than that good soil does, and you need today to act upon what God says to you, and it will be in vain unless you do, I want to invite you to come and join me here as I act upon what God has said to me, and take your stand in Christ and humble yourself and ask Him to begin to let you hear in His own wondrous way afresh down in the depth of your heart and spirit, and give you the grace to obey whatever He says for you to do. And then there may be other decisions, those who need to come, identifying with this worshiping body of Christ as we seek to serve here, coming by promise of church letter or by statement, or for baptism, as the church receives members and God leads you to come. We invite you to come today. I'm going to wait down here at the front to receive anyone who comes. The choir will sing our hymn of invitation. Whatever God tells you to do, don't beg off. Be urgent about it. Obey Him and do what He tells you. As the choir sings, you come.